Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's all but official. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has chosen Wynn Resort's casino plan for Everett over Mohegan Sun's bid for Suffolk Downs in Revere for the Eastern Mass Casino. After a final vote this morning, and as long as Wynn accepts all the conditions, the casino developer will sign a license agreement with the commission. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on what the decision could mean to people living in both Everett and Revere.
Residents in both communities competing for the casino license had mixed reaction to the decision. In Everett, some cars honked with approval, although occasionally a passerby voiced opposition.
I'm not for it.
But former city councilor Michael McLaughlin calls the Wynn Casino plan a win-win for Everett, reclaiming contaminated land.
38 acres sitting there dormant because it had a former Monsanto chemicals plant on it that nobody would be able to do anything with it, didn't have the resources that Mr. Wynn has to be able to build.
And he touts a $5 million line item in the host community agreement for police and fire department needs.
Right now, we spend about $3 million on public safety, so we're adding an additional $5 million to public safety. That's doubling our manpower.
In Revere, there's a broad range of reaction. Joe Mazzella caught off guard.
I'm very surprised. Disappointed. I was hoping Revere got it. I just figured it was going to bring in a lot of construction jobs, a lot of union work. Very disappointed.
Louisa Arroyaves is not getting the casino. Could be good for Revere.
I thought it was going to be too much violence. It's going to bring too much gamblers, too much drugs to Revere. I'm just thinking not about financially how much money was going to come to Revere, but also about the kids and everything like that.
But she says she does feel bad about the racetrack, which would have been the site of Mohegan Sun's casino. Longtime horse trainer Osvaldo Rivera says he's resigned to the changing times.
I've been here for 30 years. This is where I love to be, but there's nothing we can do about it. If the owner says it's time to close, time to go. So all we got to do is go elsewhere.
For those on both sides of the issue, it's on to the next battle, November 4th, and the referendum on whether to repeal the law allowing casinos in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.